You are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 FM, also heard at translator K220HR Hood River at 91.9 FM and translator K282BH in Philomath at 104.3 FM. And we're streaming at the top of our lungs on www.kboo.fm. Thanks for tuning in.
KBOO Community Radio is hiring a program director to manage our programming department. This full-time position requires proven experience in program directing, radio audio production, management, and supervisory skills with volunteers, with an emphasis on teamwork and a collaborative setting, and the ability to work under strict deadlines. KBOO Community Radio is an equal opportunity and affirmative action employer. The deadline to apply for this position is Saturday, October 3rd. More information can be found at kboo.fm/employment.
I was never cool in school. I'm sure you don't remember me.
And now it's been 10 years, I'm still wondering who to be.
And I'd love to mix in circles, cliques, and social coteries. That's me. Hand me my nose ring.
Can we be happy?
Show me the mosh pit.
Can we be happy?
We can be happy underground.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Underground on KBOO Portland. The theme for this month's show is the future. It has definitely been a tough couple of months, but we are pleased that we've been able to put another show together and get back on the air. For this show, we will be taking the chance to highlight some various musical acts from marginalized creators. But before that, however, we have our first piece. It's from Youth Collective member Chance, and it's about the future. Enjoy.
Good evening, KBOO. This is Chance with the Youth Collective. Our theme this month is future. We wanted to have this theme so we could focus on the big question of what comes next. Right now, we've heard this word used a lot. We're in unprecedented times. We're in times where there's a global pandemic that our government has failed to respond sufficiently to. We're in a climate crisis. We have an authoritarian police state cracking down on dissidents. We have a social uprising and civil rights movement dwarfing that of the 1960s. Right now, people are trying to fight for better conditions because we can see how the current system doesn't help us. You can see people like Jeff Bezos earning billions upon billions of dollars, while we also see an impending crisis of millions, tens of millions, of evictions. We live in a system where these two things can exist simultaneously. We live in a system where rich people and poor people can exist at the same time. And the reason for that is the material interests of a rich person, of a CEO, of a landlord, is to make as much money as possible. But for a consumer, your mission is to get something for as cheap as possible. And when these things kind of fall in the right places, right, the wrong places, you see exploitation. You see how landlords aren't interested financially in housing homeless people or in housing lower income people, because their best interest is selling that house, renting out that house for as much money as possible. If you look at workers and employees, at CEOs and employees, the CEO is interested in paying the minimum wage workers as low as possible and getting as much work out of them as they can for that small wage. But the workers naturally want to make as much money as possible with as little labor. That's an internal contradiction in our system right now. And this allows people like Jeff Bezos to earn $200 billion. But it stops anyone else from being able to get up there. People always say, you know, under this system, anyone can be rich. Yeah, sure. Anyone could theoretically be rich under capitalism. But not everyone can be. In 2018, the gross domestic product of the United States per capita, so that's all of the transactions of currency in and out of the country, divided by how many divided by the population. That would be how much money each American citizen would have if everything was equally distributed. The GDP per capita in 2018 was about $60,000. That means that the average person, it were everything equal, would get $60,000 a year. But since we live in a system where there can be people who make multi-billions in a year, who make literal thousands every single second, that means that there are people at the bottom who aren't getting that money. And in capitalist society, money is king. Because without money, you won't be able to get guaranteed housing. Without money, you wouldn't be able to get guaranteed healthcare. Without money, you might not even be able to have food or water. You have to rely on the charity of others. That's just how you live. And when you hear arguments against this, they say, oh, you know, they're choosing to be there. But no. The fact that we live in a system where people can simultaneously... There can simultaneously be rich people and homeless people that have no income or even negative income shows an internal contradiction in the system we have. The rich keep getting richer and the poor are just left in the dust. People need to reach out to the representatives. And that gets me to the topic of democracy. Right now, our democracy is kind of broken. Right now, we don't have a say in who becomes president directly. We have multiple layers of separation between that. We get to vote in our own state to choose what a few people in the state should vote for. But these people could theoretically just use their electoral vote for another candidate. Some states do have laws against that, but it's still entirely possible. Instead of having the Electoral College, we could have direct democracy for the presidential elections. Numerous times, people who have lost the popular vote have won the Electoral College. And this isn't an effective representation of the people in America. This isn't sufficient representation for people in inner cities, people in heavily gerrymandered districts. This isn't okay. So the way we fix that is with direct democracy, with a direct popular vote for the president, first of all, and that would let the people decide who rules them, not some gerrymandered districts that have been forebeared by Republicans most of the time. There's a lot of problems that we need to change in our democracy besides that. Don't get me wrong. There's loads of problems in our democracy aside from representatives. Also, we only have two parties. Right now we have a corporate duopoly in parties. Both of these parties don't really hold many different interests. They're both members of the groups that have opposing interests to the people. They're groups that have strong ties to corporate interests, to the owners of the means of production, to the bourgeoisie, to landlords. They're interested in keeping the markets the way they are, and since they want to do that, that would create a status quo and maintain the current status quo where businesses keep getting richer, lower regulations on the free market, and eventually we'd, instead of being taken to an authoritarian government, we'd be beholden to authoritarian companies. It's essentially mercantilism. So these groups have their interests held in these political parties, in the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. These aren't people's parties. These are bourgeois interests. I think what we need to do is fight for a system where we can vote on different parties, where we abolish the Electoral College, we abolish our first-past-the-post voting system, where it's the first person to get a certain amount of votes, as opposed to having a 50-50 vote, or a percentage-wide vote. Having that would allow third parties to come in. It would allow people to progress the nation. It would allow other interests to be served. It would allow the people to be served. Instead of having a corporate duopoly in our Congress, we could have a parliament where dozens of parties are involved in the decision processes. And this would allow for much more nuanced and intellectual discussion in our government. We need to fight for these people's parties. There's a movement for a people's party right now, but also Democratic Socialists of America, to some extent even the CPUSA. Lots of political groups are fighting for people and not just these corporate interests. Obviously, I personally am still voting for Joe Biden. That's because right now we're in a harm reduction stage. I feel like we'd be in a much better position to push against a neoliberal agenda to make sure that we can have reformist change than accelerating ourselves into a deeper authoritarian state, into a deeper turn of governmental regulation and governmental infringement on liberties, I should say. So instead of just having, just voting for Green, let's say, the Green Party has some really good policies that align with my values. But in a first-past-the-post voting system that we have right now, we can't do that. It would require a multi-billion dollar, likely even trillion dollar investment in infrastructure, in boots on the ground, in people campaigning and canvassing for these parties to compete with these bourgeois interested parties like the Democrats and Republicans. So right now we need to focus on harm reduction. Right now we need to make sure that we get a fascist out of office, as opposed to focusing on sticking it to the Democratic Party by not giving them their votes, because right now a vote for anyone besides Biden benefits Trump. And I don't think our nation can survive another 4 years of a Trump presidency. So I've given a little bit of ideas for, you know, what I think we could do in the future for this election, for a few other elections, a few abstract ideas. What do you think you can do to make the future a better place? What do you think, as the individual that you are, and what can you do to maybe help get people off the ground? Maybe donate supplies to people in need. Maybe get involved with a local mutual aid association. Maybe get involved with other groups that tie with your political affiliations of egalitarianism and eventually the democratic control of the means of production. Get in groups with people, because together, if we work together, our voices are heard. Get involved in direct action, you know. Go talk to your congresspeople. If they don't listen, camp outside their house. Follow the legal standards for protest, obviously. Don't do anything stupid, and don't hurt anyone. But have your voices heard. People uniting together is exactly what the ruling class doesn't want us to do. Because they know that their days are numbered, and they know that if unity is promoted, then their greed will come crashing down on them. They know that the people they've been exploiting for centuries are going to rise up and fight against them. They know that their days are numbered. Whether they keep grasping tighter and tighter, we need to figure out what response is needed. It's really fun to fantasize about, you know, a heroic fight against this authoritarian rule, but you have to remember that a lot more is at stake than fulfilling your fantasy. If it comes to that, and people need to fight to be able to survive, then that's entirely their prerogative. But right now, what we need is to group up together and make sure that we could ride out the storm, whatever happens on November 3rd. I know that November 3rd is going to be very consequential to make sure we can have liberty and justice for all. It's very consequential right now. Again, we have a president who has been infringing on civil liberties for his entire 4 years, and who has been caught in thousands of lies in these last 4 years. And we have a candidate who is supporting the status quo as opposed to a far-right accelerationist candidate. We need to make sure that we can survive past November 3rd. We need to make sure that whatever happens November 3rd, we're prepared to step up and make sure that our voices are heard together. If you guys want to submit any music, we're featuring some music from leftist, queer, black and indigenous people of color, artists. And to submit it, you can contact me on Twitter. My Twitter is at chancspkl. There's information in one of the posts in there about getting your music involved on here. It has to follow guidelines of the FCC. It has to be in a specific format. You'll get the gist when you see it. I hope all you guys are doing well. I hope you're keeping your loved ones safe and keeping yourselves safe. I love all you guys. If you need any mutual aid, there's places to get involved. I know Portland Resistance on Instagram has a great mutual aid network getting set up. Aside from that, though, get in contact with people. Have the hard conversations we need to have with people, and just take care of each other, okay? I love you guys, and stay safe.
Thank you, Chance. As they said, if you have any music to submit that fits their criteria, they can be reached on Twitter at chancspkl. Coming up next, we have two tracks from Lunacharsky's Radical Synth Board. You can find them on Bandcamp at lunacharsky'sradicalsynthboard.bandcamp.com, all one word, as well as Lunacharskynth, that's LunacharSkynth, on Twitter. Enjoy! is Turn to Dust and House of the Rising Sun by Lunacharsky's Radical Synth Board. You can find their music at lunacharsky'sradicalsynthboard.bandcamp.com. Next up is Rat King by Pastel Hand Grenade. You can find her at pastelhandgrenade.bandcamp.com. Again, all one word. Enjoy.
You killed the man of peace who tried to find a trace of good inside the shallow space where once you had a heart. And now the rats of war shall rise, which you say only justifies the cruelty that your troops have made an art. You told us trust the system, but we've seen that's a mistake. The powerful and rich are no one's friend. You cut our tails a thousand times to force our bond to break, but every knife is blunted in the end. We will not leave a man alive who kept us underneath his thumb. The only king that will survive will be the one that we become. Rat King. That the gold would flow, and yet it only seems to go in circles swirling up into the sky. Your stolen wealth, for what it's worth, will only drag you down to earth, and once you're in our grasp, you're gonna fry. You look at us with such disgust aboard your gleaming yachts. Each plea for mercy heard, considered spurned. But corpses drowned will rise back up, and though our bodies rot, the lights upon our backs will always burn. You taught us want and hunger so that you could feed on need and war, but now you cannot stem the tide, for wanting taught us wanting more. Rat King. King gnawing, rat king sawing, tear apart your mansions, burn your halls. Rat king winding, rat king grinding, abdicate or die upon your throne. Rat king jurors, rat king judge, these shallow graves you dug will be your own. You tell us we can be the boss. You'll bear the profits, us the loss. You'll gild our chains and claim that we've been freed. Now predator as well as prey, and just as hungry either way. You can't stonewall forever, friend will feed. You need King thriving, you can never hope.
to kill us all. Wrecking, gnawing, wrecking, sawing. Tear apart your mansions, burn your halls. Wrecking, winding, wrecking, grinding. Abdicate or die upon your throne. Wrecking, jurors, wrecking, judge. These shallow graves you dug will be your own.
Once again, that was Rat King by Pastel Hand Grenade. You can find her Bandcamp at pastelhandgrenade.bandcamp.com. We would like to offer a huge thank you to the artists who submitted content for this show. If you are a Black, Indigenous, queer, or leftist artist looking to submit your music for airplay, provided it fits within FCC guidelines, Youth Collective member Chance, C-H-A-N-C-S-P-K-L, on Twitter is accepting submissions. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. This has been James of the KBOO Youth Collective, and to play us out tonight, we have Arkyol by Oi Poloi. Enjoy.
That rhymed!
We'll be right back. You are listening to KBOO Portland.